above everything, but I'm just not there yet.
Good morning. It's 6:01. Welcome to Spilt Milk. Today's edition is called Spilt Milk Tea Party. I have a guest here with me today.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your name?
Jaime. I come here from Brown University and I grew up in Boston. What's up?
What's up, one listener? If you're there. Our first song is Bins by Solange.
Big spinning, big spinning. I'ma get back on my feet. Give me a minute. I'ma feel this in my thighs, like even in it. Young summer, young summer. Give me a minute. Sundown, wind chimes. Break it down. One line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex. Be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time.
I just wanna wake up on CP time. Wake up to that nigga, leave heat behind. Get a presidential suite. Leave with their linen, in the rose that's rented, windows tinted.
Sundown, wind chimes, break it down, one line, a line. Can't no see me, no flex, be kind. Dollars never show up on CP time.
What do you have, a couple?
No, I ain't say nothing. I say nothing.
Cool. So, we started out this this playlist for today as we want to play songs that are by female artists and written by female artists, and if there's a band that there is a strong female influence in the band, it's not just like one person singing a track. But we didn't at first. I was like, let's call this Breast Milk, and I realized like that's not something that felt right. So yesterday, we spent some time near South Station. We were like, okay, like let's do a word association for what we should call this. And then Jaime dropped his milk tea because he drops a lot of things. And then,
this is accurate.
Yes. And then we were passing the tea party ship. Hence, Spilt Milk Tea Party. And also, we happen to be playing female artists today. So, how would you describe your music taste, Jaime?
I would describe my music taste as weird, but sentimental, and intentionally trying to find things that surprise me. And this next track is something that I love. It's by Xenia Rubinos. It's called Lonely Lover. If you're looking for a little more surprise in your morning, check out Hair Receding when you can.
Here it is.
I just can't seem to stop.
So that was Senia Rubinos, a Puerto Rican American and Cuban American songwriter based out of New York. And Emily and I, Em and I, were just talking about how we also wanted to highlight that these are all femme artists. But we were trying not to go with necessarily typical associations with boxing in female art. So this is a bunch of wacky people who don't necessarily belong in a genre, or at least not in the same genre.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that I remember when I was brainstorming possible playlists for my show in general, I told Jaime this last night, but I found myself wanting to box the artists into, like, I heard Pink by Janelle Monáe, and I was like, oh, I should make a playlist of a bunch of female artists that I like. And then I was like, why did I make that association? Right. I know why I made that association. But then I was like, well, I don't like that I just did that. So I think last night when we created this playlist, we were really intentional about how femininity is or is not embodied in all of these songs. So I hope you enjoy our eclectic mix of folks. Next is Crossfire and So Into You by Nipalm.
When you fall in love. make it, ring girl, make it.
Hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it rain.
Hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it.
So that was Yeji. Yeji is from Queens, New York, but she was born there and then she shortly after returned to Korea. And in a lot of her songs, she actually talks in Korean. And I remember when I first listened to her, it's really funny because the sound that she has is very typical of like house music that is distinctly Western. So when I just heard Korean like almost rap, I was like, what am I listening to? And then her name too, like she just kept her Korean name as her like her artist name, which I really respect. And I remember one time I bought tickets to see her last year, and I told myself that weekend I could go to both a Maggie Rogers concert and Yeji, and I couldn't hang, so I had to give up one, and I sold Yeji, but I saw, I know, I Why are you making
that had a visceral reaction to that.
Wow. You know what? Maggie Rogers, that was one of the best concerts I've seen. So I don't regret that decision.
I'm not doubting you.
Okay. Well, your face says otherwise.
We also heard before that Conocidos by Illa Bamba. If you're interested in that track, she will be at the Middle East Monday, April 15th. It's going to be $12. You'll see me there.
I was going to say, if you want to hang out with Jaime, he'll be there.
I will go alone if necessary.
He will be the one that's dancing hardest in the crowd. That's how you can find him. Next up is Bad Blood by Neo.
Neo.
You're a holiday, a glass of ocean slipping down, my firm and landing on my hopes. I'm dreaming of the maps, no hidden grids. I'm fleeing. I worship you like holy days, lying on my back, seeing clouds and rays, drinking lime and bitter from my lemonade. White horses, every time won't do.
Yeah.
All right. That was some On and Off by Meggie Rogers. And up next, we have a trio of lovely indie rockers. We've got Torres, we've got Sydney Gish, and we've got Tune Yards. Just want to plug Sydney Gish. She is currently a student at Northeastern, I believe in her third year. And she was at a music company co-op, you know, interning. And while she was at this company, an article comes out that the company puts out that puts her on a list of the top 10 new artists to watch. And I just think that's so beautiful and really indicative of where Sydney Gish is at, both young and raw, but also has some serious clout. So let's listen to Cowboy Guilt by Torres and then some Sydney Gish.
So what practical matters must I settle first? shoot with tranquilizers, leave them falling on the ground. It made into a bearskin rug, but get this, the bearskin is a list, and I'm too distracted to go explaining this, so I'll just can and stamp it.
away, don't take my life away.
Cool. So the next three songs are songs that I picked, and they're mostly oldie but goodies. I realize that I listen to a disproportionate amount of male artists in all the genres, across all the genres that I listen to, but in R&B, that's where I find the highest concentration of female artists. So next three are from Lion Babe, Japanese Breakfast, and Georgia Smith. I just saw Japanese Breakfast over this past weekend. Her name is Michelle Zahner. She is such a great lyricist and a great writer. And if you are interested, you should check out her piece on The New Yorker called Crying in H Mart. But aside from that, she's also a really great shouter. And I noticed that at the concert. Next up is Treat Me Like Fire.
Into me.
Before our next song, we have a little PSA. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And again, if you weren't here for the first 5 minutes of the show, this is Spilt Milk Tea Party with Jaime and M-Sim, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you're having a good morning. Next up, our last two songs, Georgia Smith and Mintfield. You want to say anything about Mintfield?
Just that, as a quick reminder, these are all femme artists we're playing for this rest of this hour, and Mintfield is someone important for us to stop on for me because they're making some amazing shoegaze, some weird stuff, and they are an all-Mexican woman band, and I just want to highlight their awesomeness.
Cool. Here's Georgia Smith. If you like that, Georgia Smith does incredible covers, and there's a lot of well-engineered covers of her live performances. She has a cover of Rihanna. I forget which song, but it's on BBC. And check her out on YouTube. She's just so incredible live. Here's our last song, Ella Se Queda by Mintfield.